Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Oh yeah, it is the moment you have been waiting for.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
Andy's out, Ryan and Brad are in.
Goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
My balanced budget amendment is unique. What it does is it says that Congress cannot raise the debt ceiling. The states have to vote to raise the debt ceiling. I'm putting us back on a fiscal path of sanity. And then two, I'm returning some of these powers back to the states, which is where it originally was. The federal government would come to the states and say, here's our proposed spending. And with your permission, can you please write a check, right? And the states could go, why are you spending? No, we're not going to write that check, right? I worked with the Goldwater Institute to try to craft something that puts some discretion back in the power of the states.
That is Representative Eric Burleson with a little soundtrack to it. That's the best we could do because it was on a podcast. That is a creative proposal from Representative Eric Burleson, who is on the Annie Fry Show pretty often, and I'm glad that he is. He may not be somebody that you think of as being a really outside-the-box thinker, but he really is. He comes up with solutions. We were just talking to him this week, and in the middle of the interview, he busts out, look, we need to solve healthcare. Here's my plan.
Here's my plan.
I'm like, dang, that was pretty sweet. I love when people do that because so many Congress people of the 438 of them, whatever it is, 435, you really don't ever hear much from them. They kind of go with the flow. And I guess that's okay. You need some people who are going to do that because everybody can't be a leader. But Eric Burleson, I do believe, is a leader and he's a thought leader. And I appreciate finding things like that to talk about with you here on the Annie Fry Show. Of course, it's the Manny Fry Show today because Brad and I and Ethan are taking over on this Friday. And guess what? Since it's me, if you know this show and you know Wiggins America at all, I love talking about balanced budgets. And some of you are like, that is super boring. The rest of you know that it is a national security emergency and you're on the same page as me because it is one of the issues that I can't shut up about, how much debt this country is in and how it is a ticking time bomb that for whatever reason, I guess because we don't pay attention to it enough, we're not dealing with it. So guess what we're going to talk about,
right? Because people never see the effects of it.
Well, you see inflation. That's the one time you do see it. But you're right. You don't see the mass effects of like an implosion.
Right. They have to link inflation. They don't link inflation to this.
Right. Right. But that's what it is. That's literally what it is. Little crash course in inflation. Do you know why a cheeseburger in 1993 cost 50 cents and why it doesn't now? Because we've just printed more money. the demand is about the same. You know, people still eat cheeseburgers at about the same rate as they ever did. Maybe a little bit more. Maybe the supply is not quite keeping up, but not as much to make a cheeseburger go up by more than double. It was probably cheaper than that in 1995. You know, it's probably 25 cents or whatever. I don't remember. But the point is, it would still be that price now if we hadn't printed $30 trillion since then. Whatever it is, that's why you have inflation. It's one of the reasons houses go up. There's other reasons too, but it's the reason everything goes up, because we just print more money. That's it. And so eventually that's going to implode. And I got a lot of reasons to talk about that. I might talk about Venezuela and Mamdani here in sometime in this show. That's a surprise to Brad. I didn't bring that one up yet. But in this segment, I have a creative proposal. And that's why I started with Eric Burleson, because he's talking about returning power to the states. He goes in a little bit more detail, but I've been working on a plan too that I want to propose to you. And I'm not under some grand illusion that the president of the United States is going to hear the segment and go, wow, that's a great plan. Let's go do that.
But you never know.
But hey, I'm on the radio, so you know it's a step in the right direction.
We know people who are adjacent to him.
Hey, why not? So,
Mr. President, you have to hear this.
So I'm not saying that this is the way Annie Fry would necessarily start the show, but it is the way that we're going to start it today, by giving you my 3 to 4 point plan to balance the budget of the United States. And what I want is, I want you to listen to this, and then we're going to open the phones up in the next segment. I want you, and Brad, you too, I want you to listen to my plan, because you haven't heard it yet either, and poke holes in it. Like, find ways that you think that this could fail.
Okay.
And if you find a glaring, fatal flaw in it, fine. But this is how we've come up with better stuff.
But you start with, I have an idea.
Here's the idea. And I'm just going to present it to you here, and I want you to basically destroy it. And if you can't destroy it, then maybe it stands. Maybe it actually has some merit to it. So this is to balance the budget. Step one is to bail out all state debt. Now, if you're like, that's a terrible way to balance the budget. All states, well, not all, but most states in the United States have their own debt. Federal government obviously has the most, but states have their individual amounts of debt. And I think there are some states that actually do have a balanced budget and are not in debt, because they're two different things.
Yeah.
But for the most part, most states are carrying some debt. So I looked it up to find out how much debt are all of the United States, all 50 states collectively carrying. And it's just under $3 trillion. Now, that's a lot of money. But when you consider how much we spend every year, which is about $7 trillion, it's not that much to say, okay, wipe the slate clean. Now, you're probably asking, Brad, and anybody listening, why would you do that? Why would that be your first step to balance the federal budget?
Wipe the slate clean, meaning...
all states would have no debt. You would, and there's a deal here coming, so keep that in mind. That if you're a state, and you're talking about with Eric Burleson there saying states take control back, if you're a state that wants to get on board with this, your debt would be wiped clean by the federal government. So there's a give and take here. That's the give. We will give you whatever you need to wipe away your debt.
So the federal government gives state monies to wipe away their debt?
Yes.
Okay.
So the federal government's saying to states, we will wipe away your debt.
We'll pay your bills.
In exchange for your vote on a constitutional convention for a balanced budget amendment.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Which would state that you cannot spend more at the federal government level. Keep in mind, states could still do whatever they want. But at the federal government level, a balanced budget amendment would state you cannot spend more in a given year than you take in. So we would never add any more to the debt. We would still have debt, but you would instantly balance the budget every year by making that a constitutional requirement through a convention of states. Now, if you don't know what a convention of states is, a lot of you are like, Ryan, I don't need to know this. Well, I know that, but some of you probably don't know what a convention of states is. This is part of the Constitution that's really rarely, if ever, used. I can't remember. I know it's not been used.
It's one of the ways to amend the Constitution.
Yeah, and I don't know the history well enough to know that it's ever actually been used. It's there. It's very well spelled out in how to do it, but that's not the way that amendments usually happen in the Constitution. In fact, in anybody listening's lifetime, I don't think that there's been an amendment to the Constitution. What was the last one? Maybe the 60s? So that would be some people's lifetimes, of course.
So you could go to conventionofstates.com.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm getting into the history of it for no reason because that doesn't have anything to do with it. But a convention of states doesn't happen very often. The way that it happens is you need a certain number of states to come together and call Congress to the floor and say, we want to pass a new amendment to the Constitution. Congress itself is not going to do this, especially with the filibuster. So that's a different issue that we're talking about right now. But enough states could get together and pass a balanced budget amendment to make it happen. And guess what? A bunch of states have already done this. In fact, it's almost 20 states, as I look at it right now, 19 states have already passed their legislation that says we want to call a convention. Now, you can't actually call it until you get to 34 states, but 19 have already done it. That's the ones you would think of. It's your red states mostly. You got Arizona in there, that's a swing state. You got Wisconsin in there, and that's a swing state. But it's mostly red states that have called for this. And this is in the last, basically the Trump era, so not very many before that, 2014 and on, basically. So you got 19 states. You need more. Well, North Carolina, Kansas, South Dakota, and Wyoming have already worked legislation up to do this. So they look like they're in the process of doing it. So that gets you up to 23. Then you count off a few other states that would definitely get on board with it before my plan. Like, this is all actually happening right now without us saying, hey, we'll bail you out. Montana, Idaho, Nevada, Iowa, Kentucky, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Some of those are swing states, of course. But some of those would be slam dunks like Iowa, Idaho, Montana. They definitely get on board. That gets you to 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. That gets you to 30 right there. Now, though, not all of those are guarantees either. But, you know, let's say that we can get to 30 just on our own because we're actually there already. That doesn't include New Hampshire. That doesn't include Minnesota. That doesn't include New Mexico. These are states that maybe you could convince, but are kind of on the border. Basically, if you're at 30 or close to it, you would need to get four more states on board to call the convention. That's not that many. That's not a lot. And if you came up with this grand bargain and said, hey, we'll bail out your debt if you give us a vote for a constitutional amendment on a budget proposal, on a balanced budget, would you get 34 states to do it? I think you could. So let's say that you could do that. What's the next step? Well, then you take it to the Constitutional Convention, and unfortunately, you have to have 34 to call it, but you have to have 38 to pass it. So you do have to get some more states on board. And if you're sitting there thinking about this, as I've asked you to do you think this is possible? One of the critiques that you might come up with is, well, but getting to 38 is going to be tough. If you need states like California and Illinois to come on board, clearly the governors of those states, Kathy Hochul in New York, they hate Donald Trump. So if Donald Trump is attached to this in any way, which he would have to be because you have to have the megaphone to do it.
Right.
If he's the one doing it, they're just a no, no matter what. Granted, I understand that, but that's just three states. What if you could get Michigan? What if you could get Virginia? I don't know. They just moved leftward. What if you get Washington or Oregon? Could you get New Mexico? I mean, these are states that, man, it seems like you could maybe negotiate with them to get out of debt. And I also looked up which states had the worst debt. Care to take a guess at that? The three states with the absolute most debt in the United States.
I'm going Illinois, California, and New York.
That is 100% correct. Those three have the most debt. So they have the most to gain from a proposal
like
this.
And not in that order.
Not in that order.
I would say California, New York, then Illinois.
You are correct. Those are the top three. And it's mostly blue states that have the worst debt, which means that they are the worst managed financially. Are we offering them a bailout? Yeah. Do they deserve it? No. But to get a balanced budget, I'm willing to make that compromise. Are you? It's the question we're asking you. Now, before you get to the last criticism here and say, yeah, but then you're balancing the budget, but you're not getting out of debt. You're not getting out of debt at all. In fact, you'd actually add to it to get there. Yes, we would. You'd add it, and you'd probably get up to a little over $40 trillion. We're at $38 right now. So that sucks. It sucks that you'd have to add that, and maybe it would even add a little bit of inflation. And then people go, shoot, man, I'm now really not on board if you're going to have more inflation over the next few years just to get to this point. But your debt would never rise from that point on. You'd be at $40 trillion forever. You'd never be able to go higher than that because you'd kind of draft that into the legislation that you have to stop it where you're at.
So your debt doesn't increase at $40 trillion. $40 trillion is the cap.
That's the cap, and that's the permanent cap, which means as you grow as a nation, your GDP would grow. You'd grow your way out of it. And the weird thing is some of what I'm saying right now was actually part of a Paul Ryan plan back in the Romney era. I know. But those guys did understand finances, and they understood how to do these things. At least they were talking about it. We're not even talking about it anymore. It's part of the reason I'm saying it right now. So let's say, again, I'm trying to head off any criticisms of the plan. Let's say that you go, yeah, okay, that's great, Ryan, but are voters really that concerned with this? Well, no, they're not. How do you get them concerned with this? How do you get them on board? Well, first, you call this act the Stop Inflation Act, because ultimately that's what it would do.
Okay.
If you can't print more money, in the short term, you would print a little bit more. Long term, you couldn't print anymore. You'd stop inflation. You really would. That would be it. So you can call it the Stop Inflation Act, or you could call it the Stop Prices Rising Act. That's what Trump likes to do, is really just put it in language you get.
It's possible.
But either way, you call it that, and you offer this to voters. This is the fourth point in my 4 points. You offer voters, as part of the legislation, that from now on, there is no more income tax over $100,000. And you know what? That doesn't really make a dent in anything. It's about $280 billion a year that the government collects from income taxes under $100,000, which means over 75% of all income taxes come from people who make more than $100,000.
So the fourth point is, say this one more time.
Remove income taxes for everybody making under $100,000.
Okay.
Now you got some real incentive for people.
People, yeah.
Put some money in your pocket permanently and to weather this immediate little inflation that you will have from taking the state's budgets down to zero from the federal government.
Okay.
That's my 4 points. Now, hopefully that's not like too in-depth to listen to on the radio. It's probably easier to like see it on a chart or something, but we got the radio, so that's what I'm doing. Brad is pointing at me.
I do have some questions.
He's got some questions. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop right here. We're going to open the phones up. And I want you to call in and say, here's why I don't think that will work. It's fine if you want to call in and say why you do think it would work. I just figured it'd be more interesting if we kind of debated it. So if you want to call in and say, Ryan, I see a flaw in your plan, this is the time to do it. 314-241-9797. I really have no idea. Maybe we don't get any calls on this and we just debate it amongst ourselves. I have no idea. I'm just saying it's open if you want to. 314-241-9797. We'll take a short break and be right back with you.
holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.